Darkness fell like a curtain of darkness around the edges of the something. Darkness fell, shall we say, as it always does at a certain time of day, usually in the late afternoon or evening. It happens every day. In other words, the coming of darkness was no big surprise because it happens all the time. But on this particular occasion, there was a certain tension in the air. I could feel it in my bones. Not in the various steak and beef bones I had buried around the ranch, but in the bones of my own. There was tension in the air, and I could feel it in my bones. It was a strange sensation. I had a feeling, an odd, eerie, unexplicable feeling that something was about to happen. It was a feeling of dread, a sense of foreboding. Foreboding, I guess it is. Somewhere out in the darkness, some slouching, brooding creature was watching, listening, plotting. Pretty spooky, huh? You bet it was. But the good part of all this scary stuff was that, well, I would be right there at the yard gate to guard and protect the little slurps, the little chickies, shall we say. And hey, when Hank is there to guard the chickens, what could possibly happen? At 10 o'clock, little Alfred came out of the house for the last time. He'd been cheeking the chuckies every 15 minutes, don't you see, but now it was his bedtime. Checking the chickies, let us say, making sure they were safe and sound, healthy and yummy, healthy and warm, that is. And at 10 o'clock, everything seemed fine. Dressed in his polka dot pajamas, Alfred came over to my sentry post near the yard gate. He seemed worried, concerned. He squinted out into the spooky deepness of the dark, then let out a sigh.
Welp, I've got to go to bed, Hanky. Reckon my chickies'll be okay?
Oh, sure, no problem. Let the rascals come. By George, if the villains wanted to test the elite troops of the security division, let them try it. He opened the gate and stepped over to me. He put his arm around my neck and gave me a big hug.
Hanky, promise you'll take good care of my chickies?
I looked him straight in the eyes, raised my right paw in the air, and swore a sodden oath. Alfred, of all the dogs in this world, I'm one of them. If anything should happen to your chickies, I'll be the first to know about it. You have my word on that. This seemed to put his mind at ease. He smiled, closed the gate, and said,
Welp, nighty-night. See you in the morning.
I licked my, that is, I raised my paw in a gesture of farewell. I watched him go into the house. The door closed behind him. Moments later, the lights began going off, one by one. The house grew dark and silent. At last, I was alone with my thoughts, let us say. And several of those thoughts were pretty interesting. A quiver of anticipation made its way down my backbone and out to the end of my tail. I cast a slow glance to my left and then to my right, just to be sure I was indeed alone. Nobody would ever see. Nobody would ever know. It was then that my eyes fell upon the cage. It sat upon the ground and against the side of the house, just to the south of the porch. Inside the cage were five tender, sleeping... Oh, by the way, have we ever done our Guarding the Chickies song? Heck of a song. Here's how it goes.